The fight to defund Planned Parenthood continues in Washington, D.C.
I was 16 and found out I was pregnant and I didn't know what to do.
Planned Parenthood may be getting a little bit of a bad rap.
My boyfriend and I went to Planned Parenthood and he paid like $234 for me to have an abortion.
I'm pro-choice and I think what they're doing, it's fine by me.
I remember throwing up afterwards.
I kind of think Planned Parenthood may be getting a little bit of a bad rap.
And just being alone and in pain and scared and bleeding for days.
I think what they're doing, it's fine by me.
Woman's in the seventh month of pregnancy, and the woman decides to terminate the child's life, so they partially deliver the child.
A day doesn't go by that I don't regret having killed a child, thinking about that. And
the child has delivered everything except the head. The doctor's holding that child's body in his hands. The legs are moving, the arms are moving, and then a doctor takes a scissor, sticks it in the back of the child's head, and removes its cranial contents, its brains. Is that okay with you?
You don't have to put it like that.
Well, that's what it is. So is that okay with you?
It still pains me thinking, he'd be 15 now, or he'd be 16 now. And
if I had a daughter...
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
What's the difference between that and 3 more inches and the child's fully delivered? What's the difference? Is that okay with you, too?
I support abortion, yes.
Okay, well, that's called infanticide, folks, and that's how I look at it. And that's exactly why we need to do this radio program. 1-800-684-3110 is the number, folks. We're taking your calls. We are 6 days away from the oral arguments in the most important case at the Supreme Court of the United States in the last decade. That is the two cases involving the issue of partial birth abortion. The plaintiff in these cases is Planned Parenthood. They have sued the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez. The Department of Justice is defending those particular cases. We are representing members of the United States Congress in the cases as well, including members of Congress that were the actual authors of this legislation. Remember, we helped draft and defend this legislation even in the district court. So a lot at stake. We'll be giving you a live report, by the way, on Wednesday from Washington, D.C., from the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States as soon as those arguments are complete. Here's what I want to talk to you today about, folks, and we've been talking about the situation with Planned Parenthood. They're the lead plaintiffs here. Do you think these organizations should be getting your money? Planned Parenthood, especially, $265 million of taxpayer dollars. Do you think that we should continue this fight on the abortion issue? How important is the partial birth abortion cases to you? We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
It's important, folks, when we talk about this, for everyone to get the facts out here. My dad already mentioned $265 million in the last year of your federal tax money, my federal tax money, the tax money that we pay every single month into the federal tax program to the federal government. And then Planned Parenthood uses this money to go around and sue the federal government. So we're paying for this double because our taxes go for the federal government to defend itself, and it's going to Planned Parenthood to sue the federal government. On top of that, between 1997 and 2003, folks, $1.4 billion, almost $1.5 billion went to Planned Parenthood of our money and your money. And that's why it's important. You got to understand the facts here.
One of the things that you also have to understand is the fight for life is significant. Yesterday, an appeals court blocked in South Dakota the informed consent law. This was doctors being required. You know, when you have an operation, they tell you what is going to happen, what the risks are, what the risks associated with that operation might be. That's part of what's called informed consent. But right now, as it stands, and this is what I think is so significant, in South Dakota, an informed consent law about abortion was declared, at least temporarily, by the Court of Appeals there to be unconstitutional. It was blocked. It's not going to be enforced. This tells you, of course, who's the leading charge of these cases? It's Planned Parenthood. They don't want women to know what the consequences are of an abortion. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We may well be joined by Congressman Steve Shabbat a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll keep you posted there. Go to ACLJ.org for updated information. And, folks, if you want to help defund Planned Parenthood, then you go to your phones right now.
All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255, to join the fight to defund Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org and join the thousands upon thousands of people that have already signed up to defund Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255.
We'll be right back. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. How about freedom? We talk about freedom on this broadcast. How about freedom to know what's about to happen when someone undergoes a medical procedure? In South Dakota, a law was passed that would have required doctors to tell women that abortion would end the life of a unique human being. It was blocked Monday by a St. Louis federal appeals court. And guess what, folks? Who's the plaintiff in the case? Planned Parenthood. Once again, they're taking your tax dollars and using it to go fight litigation so that a doctor is not required to tell a woman having an abortion that it's the taking of a unique life.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood's attorney said it injects an ideological component into this discussion of the unsettled question of when human life begins. And he went on to say, this is kind of a disturbing comment, we really don't think that women are confused about whether they're carrying a human embryo as opposed to a cat embryo. So they are implying right there that it is a human embryo that's being destroyed by abortion. That was Planned Parenthood's attorney in the case.
You know what the irony of this is? They make this tongue-in-cheek statement about a human embryo versus another form of animal embryo. And they're realizing and they're saying it implicitly in what they said, and Jordan just said this, is they're acknowledging this as a human being. They just don't want a doctor saying that before the doctor performs abortion. And guess what? My tax dollars and yours are funding this, including funding cases all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. This case is in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, folks. Here's what I want you to do. If you've had enough of this, and I think you have, we're going to be bringing you this evidence right through this case coming up next week, of Planned Parenthood's money going, your tax dollars funding Planned Parenthood, and then turning around and suing on things like the South Dakota informed consent law, where they're just saying, look, this is a unique life. You just need to know that before you engage in this procedure. If you're sick of your tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood so they could sue Congress or sue South Dakota, then you call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 877-989-2255. You go to your phones. You tell the operator that's going to be answering that call. You want to make sure your tax dollars don't go to Planned Parenthood. We're supporting Senator Vitter's bill. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard on this petition going to the United States Congress. Also, you can do it online at aclj.org, and we've got updated information there as well. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Aggie's calling from Washington on line 5. Aggie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Aggie.
I'm Peggy.
Oh, Peggy, sorry.
It's okay. I don't want my tax dollars to go to Planned Parenthood at all.
Well, we don't want them to go to Planned Parenthood either. Here's the problem, though, Peggy, right now. The way it's set up right now, your tax dollars are going, and you know how much of it? Almost $1 billion in just the last few years of your tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood so they can sue South Dakota so that South Dakota can't say, look, before you have this abortion, it's the taking of a human life. Or the partial birth abortion case is going to be tried next week. Again, the plaintiff, Planned Parenthood, your tax dollars funding that litigation.
That's right. And Planned Parenthood, folks, just to remind everyone, is the largest abortion provider in the world and the United States of America. Last year alone, responsible for 250,000 abortions. Planned Parenthood alone, responsible for 250,000 abortions. Between 1997 and 2003, $1.4 billion of our money that we pay into federal taxes, that's what Planned Parenthood is getting from the federal government. Then they go right around and sue the federal government. So they turn back around, they get this money, and then they sue the federal government. They fight against the ban on partial birth abortion. They sue in South Dakota. This is what this organization does, and you got to know the facts on it. Let's go back to the phones. Renee is calling from Colorado on line 6. Renee, welcome to JSEC Yale Live.
Hi.
Hi, Renee.
I'm calling because I'm 33 years old, and I had an abortion when I was 18.
Okay.
And God's really working in my life, but I just want people to know that when I had mine, it's all like a dream, and I was about 5 months pregnant, and they tell you they hold your hand next to your bed. So when you hear the vacuum come on, they think that you think that they're holding your hand because they care about you, but really it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube. And I'm starting to remember all this because it's like a dream.
Yeah, let me listen. First of all, the you've come out of this, and that's the great news of the gospel. It's a gospel of life and also a gospel of renewal. And for that, we're grateful. But look, this procedure, no matter what procedure's entertained, whether it's the DNX or the DNE, they're all gruesome. The difficulty, of course, with the partial birth abortion, quite frankly, is while I think they're all awful, this is infanticide. This is a living human being. And I believe the others are as well. But this one is a different policy because the child is outside of that birth canal, outside of the womb. And again, folks, the outrage in this is Planned Parenthood's taking your money and filing these lawsuits. In South Dakota, all the law said was, this is all it said was, this is a unique life, and that's all they are required to say. They're not required to get any kind of other permission. Just let them know that this is a unique life that we're about to perform this abortion, this termination of this pregnancy on. It's a unique life. And Planned Parenthood filed suit and wins and says, well, that's too controversial of when life begins. But they know, and they admitted, and they acknowledge that this was a human embryo, which is human child. But they are, you know, this is the position they take. Same thing's going on, by the way, right now in Kansas, where the attorney general there is trying to get the records on a lot of these abortions. He's concerned about rape and incest. And Planned Parenthood doesn't want to hand the documents over. So this tells you the nature of this fight, folks. And I am going to be talking about Planned Parenthood right through this oral argument at the Supreme Court next week because I'm funding that case and you're funding that case. You know, we represented members of Congress on the other side of this issue, obviously, those that wrote the ban, actually drafted the ban on partial birth abortion. There are clients in the case, as well as many of you from around the country. We filed that case. Understand something, though. Planned Parenthood's the plaintiff. They brought the lawsuit. They got our tax dollars to do this. That's exactly how this works. So it tells you the nature of this fight. Again, if you want to join with us and defund Planned Parenthood once and for all, 877-989-2255. All we're saying is our tax dollars should not go to Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Nicola is calling from California on line 2. Nicola, welcome to JSEC Yale Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How can we help you today?
Oh, I'm just calling to let you know. You know what? I am tired of these organizations trying to make it seem like it's okay that women can go and do whatever they want, and then they don't have to take any responsibility for it. They can just go kill somebody because that makes it okay.
Well, you have to understand. You got to understand the mindset of where they're operating from. They worship at the altar of abortion. Now, I'm going to say it again. They worship at the altar of abortion. In their mind, this is so important that it almost becomes a religion to these people. Pat Monahan coined that statement, and I think he's absolutely right. This is their mindset, and Planned Parenthood is unapologetic about this. This is not something they're hiding. They're very upfront about this.
No, they don't care. I mean, they are the world's largest abortion provider. The United States, the largest abortion provider, responsible for 20% of the abortions in the United States. They get a ton of federal tax money, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Last year, $265 million. Look on their website, folks. They fight against any restriction on abortion. Anything that they call, restraint abortion, they will fight against that procedure. They will support candidates. They have PACs. They have political action committees. Their whole fight, and if you really look into what Planned Parenthood is doing on their website and all the information that comes out of Planned Parenthood, hinges on one issue, and it's family planning, and that's what they call it. You know what family planning means to Planned Parenthood? Abortion. Because that's what they do. And if you want to look at their website, it's PlannedParenthood.org, and you can look at all the information on abortion, because they don't want any kind of restriction all, including any minors having to tell their parents. So that your minor child could go in and have an abortion without you knowing about it, Planned Parenthood thinks that's okay too.
And I'll tell you something, folks, if you look at the nature, but not only are they doing that, and they're a private organization, and people say, well, they have the right to exist. Yeah, they have the right to exist, a free country. But I don't have to have the obligation to pay for that. I don't have to pay for this stuff that they're saying. And, folks, we're 6 days out from the oral arguments at the Supreme Court of the United States involving the partial birth abortion case. And the lead plaintiff is Planned Parenthood. And understand this. Congress gave them $265 million last year of our money. Congress passed a ban on partial birth abortion. Planned Parenthood took the $265 million, put it in the bank, and then they sued Congress, who passed the law banning abortion on partial birth abortion. And who's paying for this? Well, that's they get money freed up in their budget to do it. So the Congress is paying the money, basically, to then get sued. This is outrageous. If you've had enough of this, which I'm sure you have, you need to take action. Senator Vitter's bill simply defunds those groups that are engaged in abortions. It says if you're in family planning, that's abortion, or a subgrantee of an abortion provider, you don't get federal money. They can exist. They have the right to exist and get their position out, but they don't have the right to take our tax dollars to do this. So here's what I want you to do. We're getting ready to take a break. We've got a lot of calls coming in. I'm going to take more of your calls. First of all, I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. We've got our brand new websites up, and in part of that website, we have put together in our spotlight section, I encourage you to go there, we have put together an informational presentation. It's video response. You just click onto it, and it's got great information on this. So go to ACLJ.org, right to the website. You go to the ACLJ spotlight, great information there. I've also posted an article, Why Are We Paying for Planned Parenthood? But we want you to go to your phones right now. Call 877-989-2255. This is 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard, to say enough. I don't want to fund Planned Parenthood any longer. They shouldn't be taking my tax dollars. 877-989-2255 to say no to Planned Parenthood, or ACLJ.org.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education, the best education that I could ever have received.
For Stacy Fincher, the undergraduate program at Regent University was a blessing. With a degree in religious studies and a background in communications, Stacy found earning her college degree at Regent a life-changing event.
I would talk to my professors and say, I want to change the world. I want to incorporate ministry and media. How can I do that? It doesn't seem possible. But my professors would say, you can do it. You can do everything you want to do. And you can get that background right here at Regent.
The Regent undergraduate program provides a premier educational experience. Classes are offered online and in the classroom. All are taught from a Christian worldview. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to apply, you can also call toll-free at 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today, and just like Stacy Fincher, you'll realize that when you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
...684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are taking your calls from around the country. A lot of calls coming in. Let me also mention that here at Regent University, I'm on the campus of our Regent University School of Law in Virginia Beach, Virginia. John Ashcroft, the former Attorney General of the United States, one of our distinguished faculty members. We have the privilege of working with him here at the Regent University School of Law and our Institute for Law and Justice. John Ashcroft will be our guest on the broadcast on Tuesday. And, of course, it was under his administration as Attorney General of the United States where we were able to fight for the constitutionality of the ban on partial birth abortion. So John Ashcroft will be our guest on the broadcast Tuesday, as I said. For those students that are thinking about law school, Regent is the place to go where you get law professors like John Ashcroft as your professors. Also, senior lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice teach, including me. And you get some inside scoop on the Supreme Court and Supreme Court practice. So a great university at regent.edu. That's regent.edu. Let's go right back to the phone. We got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to try to get as many of these calls as we can.
Johanna's calling from Hawaii on line four. Johanna, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Ma'am, you're on the air. We'll tell you what. We'll come back to you in a moment. Let's go to James, who's calling on line five from Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank you all for informing me about this. I did not know that our taxpaying money is going to this funding of Planned Parenthood. I think it's so ridiculous that, you know, it's like they're putting us in a bind, trying to force us to do something that we don't want to do. And in times past, myself and along with probably all people that are listening to the station, you know, sit back and they don't know really how to get involved or how really to make a change or whatever. I mean, because, I mean, it just seems like now, since I guess maybe the past 15, 20 years, that the value of life in itself, even when people go out here and commit murder, that the value
Well, the
of
devaluing
life,
of human life, you're absolutely correct, but the funding of Planned Parenthood, folks, has been going on for decades. I mean, this is an ongoing problem, and you're not talking about 50 cents here or $50,000. You're talking about $265 million a year going to Planned Parenthood. A year going to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's what you got to understand. Between 1997 and 2003, folks, which is the latest numbers, the money that Planned Parenthood gets from your federal tax dollars, the tax dollars you pay every single month out of your paycheck, $1.4 billion. $1.4 billion, not million, billion dollars that Planned Parenthood got. It's almost a third of their budget. Planned Parenthood raises and gets somewhere between $800 million and $1 billion every year. So, no, this doesn't destroy Planned Parenthood, but it's a significant chunk out of Planned Parenthood's budget if this money stops going to them.
I'll tell you what we want to do. We want you to join with now over 40,000 Americans in just a few days, folks. I said we get to 100,000 on this, and we're going to do it. But we've had over 40,000 of you in just a few days contact us and say, I don't want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. If that's the way you feel, call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 877-989-2255, saying no to the funding of Planned Parenthood with your tax dollars. You can also go to aclj.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255.
Dory's calling from South Carolina on line two. Dory, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Dory.
Hey. Hi. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Great. I'm traveling, and this is the first time I've ever heard your radio show, and I was just seeing red listening to you talk.
Well, I'm glad you're listening. Where are you calling from in South Carolina?
Right now, I am outside of Augusta, a little town of Wagner. I have to, like I said, I had to pull off on the side of the road so that I could talk on my cell phone. It's just
well, great. Well, thank you for calling. And be careful driving. But how can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to say I have a huge problem with federal funding of a program that basically makes a profit and feeds off of a situation of fear. Most of the women who go through abortions are there because they are afraid of what's happening to their bodies. It's not something that they planned on. This culture is telling them, as one of the callers said before, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. But what they don't understand is that an abortion has a lifetime of consequences, and mental health issues, and women who have abortions are much more likely to have suicidal thoughts later. It damages their body. They may never have children when they want to have them. I have to write a letter to give my allow my 14-year-old to take an aspirin at school.
But Planned Parenthood says you shouldn't be even told if your child's about to have an abortion.
Absolutely. And if she has an abortion and her parents do not know about it, those doctors who perform those abortions are not required to provide that information to her medical record. So it's never in her medical record. There's never any information about if she has a complication with that.
That's because all of the rules, Dory, and this is what happens, all of the rules that you normally have in a medical practice, it all changes when it's an abortion. It's called abortion distortion. All the rules and regulations change. Everything's different because it involves an abortion. And that's why I made that statement earlier. It's as if they're worshiping at the altar of abortion. That's their whole mindset in this. I'm going to ask our internet people to put up on our website in the news section a resource that we have, an ACLJ resource, which is a memorandum that goes through the Planned Parenthood funding issues. It's a lengthy memorandum, but it's very important for you to read it. We're going to have that posted up on the website today so people get access to it. It gives you a detailed analysis of what Planned Parenthood is doing.
Russ is calling from Oregon on line 4. Russ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah. Hi, Russ.
Yeah, Jay. You know, this is a moral absolute. Our country is built on Christianity and morality, and if you're an American or you're a Christian, you must sign up on this.
I appreciate your calling, and I appreciate you putting the moral consequences on this. You know, this is a predominantly moral issue, but who would have ever thought in our country we would be debating whether a organization could take taxpayer dollars, sue the United States government, to support a position that advocates this. The unborn child is then delivered. That's what happens in a partial birth abortion, except for the head. And then a scissor's placed in the back of that child's skull and the brain is removed while the child's body's being held by the abortionist and their legs and arms are moving. And we're enshrining this in the Constitution as a constitutional right. And I'm sorry, that's not what the founders intended. And this is the absolute outrage of abortion. This is the natural outflowing consequence of Roe versus Wade. And that's where we are as a culture. So this gives the Supreme Court of the United States an opportunity to say we're not going to do this anymore. But folks, we're paying for this. You and I are paying for this. That's the real problem here, is that we're paying our taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. If you've had enough of that, simply call me at 877-989-2255 and say, I don't want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood anymore. 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's try to get one more call.
Mike's calling from California on line 1. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I was wondering if Planned Parenthood has the monopoly on our federal tax money, or if there's other organizations out there that are getting funds too, and how much?
Well, Mike, Planned Parenthood gets the most attention. They're representing 20% of the abortions in America. Now, it's not 100%. There are a lot of other small abortion providers, and they do get federal funding at this point. This legislation put into the Senate, introduced into the Senate by Senator Vitter, will stop all the funding to all abortion organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but to any organization that's fundamental purpose is abortion. And that's what's important to know about this, Mike. Planned Parenthood gets the most attention because they're the ones filing the lawsuits. They're the largest one in the world.
Yeah, so it goes to everybody. It's any group that performs abortions. That's who's the target of this. So that's how the legislation is drafted. Here's what I want you to do. As we close the broadcast out today and we've concluded a couple of days here, we're going to keep going on this topic, obviously, because the Supreme Court argument's right around the corner. Here's what we want you to do. You go to your phones and you call our toll-free number. You tell the operator, I don't want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood, who's then suing to get informed consent and parental notice and partial birth abortion deemed legal. We don't want that anymore. So you call us at 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. 877-989-2255 to say no to Planned Parenthood funding. We want that funding, taxpayer dollar stop. Again, if you want to add your name to Senator Vitter's bill to get it through the Senate, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.